Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
And steps into it, passes, caught!
Here's your ball game, folks, as Flutie takes the snap. He drops straight back, has some time, now scrambles away from one hit. Looks, uncorks a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
He got it!
He got it!
Touchdown! 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 Touchdown, Boston College!
Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's
40,
got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got
20,
it.
20, 10.
He's got it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field.
Under center is Wangler at the 45. He goes back. He's looking for a receiver. He throws down to the player.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler.
That's right, Rick. Thanks so much. Blotso Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs, Mike Govier, Mike Virginia, the two Mikes coming at you. We're not Mike and Mike from ESPN. We're the new era of Mike and Mike, the Blotso Podcast, Mike and Mike, 2Ls, 2Zs.
Utah.
Mike, it's Tuesday evening. We got 3 weeks of NFL football in the books. I went 18-6 on my Sunday picks, I believe, last Sunday. 18-6 with all the spreads and all the totals, which is incredible. Yet, I didn't make a dollar. I lost money.
How?
What the fudge? Yeah, how? How? Parlays, you fucking parlays. Why did I think Malik Willis going? Malik Willis, this guy.
Go Chargers.
Unreal.
Go.
Malik Willis has done what he's done so far. We're living in an alternate universe, dude. I'm lost.
Yeah, and I'm going to add on to that. Andy Dalton looked like Joe Montana out there on Sunday. So
that's more believable, though. Like, Dalton's shown that he could be more competent. It is. Okay,
competent.
Maybe not as as good as he looked. Maybe not as good as he looked on Sunday against the Raiders when I think you posted a screenshot in the Palazzo Podcast Discord. 2Ls2Zs. Make sure you join the Discord. Totally free in our description. Link in there. Where it was 21-7 Panthers and Andy Dalton already had like three touchdowns.
Yeah. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. Because if you watched Sunday's show, which by the way, check us out every Sunday, 10:15, 10-ish Eastern, to get all your questions answered. First Art Say Questions. I literally bashed the Panthers, and Chad is in here telling me they're gonna win 41-9, and that was a real possibility. That was looking good
yeah.
for a while.
Good job, Chad.
I do want to bring this up though. I think this says more about how bad the Raiders are than how good Andy Dalton is. I'm sorry. When you come in there and literally, if you had said to me the delta between Bryce Young and Andy Dalton is this astronomical, where they just come in and look astronomically better with Andy fucking Dalton, like the guy's he's way past his prime. There's a reason why he's a backup, and he came in there and looked phenomenal against the Raiders. Yeah, Chad, kudos to you, man. Hit the round of applause button, Gove. And shocker special, I am still not buying, right? If I have Deontay Johnson, and Adam Thielen got hurt in that game, if I have Deontay Johnson, sell. He's not going to be playing the Raiders every week. They are not playing the Raiders every week. He will not look
great job.
I promise you.
All right, so I guess... Look, I told you guys here last Tuesday, you asked me real quick about Thielen. I said, I like Thielen. He's going to be more valuable, and he scored a touchdown. But on that touchdown, he hurt the hammy, and now he's on the IR. So that's the end of Thielen. But I had loathed Deontay Johnson, but I got to tell you, Mike, you think about Pittsburgh's quarterbacks and how terrible they were. Ryan Pickett? Who's Ryan Pickett? Kenny Pickett. That's who that guy was. Still around. backup for Philly. He was terrible. And then he's got to deal with Bryce Young for a second. Now he's got Andy Dalton, who is not a god, but he is a savvy veteran with a guy in Dave Canales who knows how to put an offense together. He really does. So I might be having to change my mind on Deontay Johnson. I'm not sure. I'm going to think about it, but I definitely am a little more open to possibly having some Deontay Johnson in my life for the first time this season. That's for sure.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm still selling. Who did they get this week, by the way? Who do the Panthers have?
It's going to be a doozy. Are you ready for this? When Andy Dalton and the Panthers take on... That's called vamping, folks. Week 4, Cincinnati.
Oof, God. All right, he's going to look like God there, too, after
bad 0-3.
Cincinnati's defense. Yeah.
Yeah, 0-3, Cincinnati.
We talked about this today at work. I was talking with a buddy of mine, and he's sitting in my office, and we're sitting there talking about how good the Commanders looked. I don't know as to how good the Commanders looked. They did look good on offense. They did have to put up 37 to win.
Their defense sucks.
Sucks. Yeah. Yeah. But you know who sucks a little bit more is Cincinnati.
Yes. They're done defensively.
It's atrocious, dude. They were missing tackles. They were leaving guys wide open. You know, and don't get me wrong, I like Terry McLaurin a lot, but he burned the shit out of Cincinnati too. So it's crazy. Rugrat says Panthers apparently had 4 trade offers for Bryce and said nah and really let Dalton show it's not the O-line or the lack of weapons. Yeah, that's a good point. I think this says a lot about Bryce Young and assuming what happens with him moving forward. Like,
wow, dude.
Yeah.
Govey, real quick, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on the Panthers because the Panthers are boring, right? But at the same time, too, like
they used to be boring.
Yeah. No, they still are. What is there a scenario or a world that you see Bryce Young getting this starting gig back with Carolina at some point in the season?
I don't see it. I really don't. It had to be an injury. And if they're at, like, you know, they're 3-10, maybe 3-11, last couple games just to get a look. But I actually think I said in the preseason, every year, me and Mike Virginia right here, follow him on Twitter @_MikeVA. We do our over-unders for every NFL team. And I took the over on the Carolina win total. Now, I didn't know that Dalton would move in so quickly, but I liked some of the talent on Carolina. I do. It's not a dumpster fire. It really isn't that bad. It isn't.
We'll see. Like I said, for a team like the Panthers, who were considered the worst team in football, to walk into Las Vegas and not just beat the Raiders, but blow their doors off, again, yeah. I think the bigger story here is how bad Vegas was, how big of a letdown game that was. And we talked about it. You talked about it in the promo for today's show as well. Do we see, and Pierce didn't rule this out, do we see Aiden O'Connell as the starting quarterback for the Raiders? And what does that do for a guy like Devontae Adams and Brock Bowers moving forward?
I think it's good news. I'm pro O'Connell. I was in the preseason. I wanted O'Connell over Minshew, but they end up going with Minshew because they paid him 2 years, $25 million. But Pierce is not loyal to either one of these guys. Yeah. And I think O'Connell, he had experience last year. I know it was a stupid-ass game last year. That Raiders game where they murdered the Chargers, like 40, it was an awful game. It was like a Thursday night game, and they destroyed them. And Aiden O'Connell, like 4 touchdowns. That's when Trey Tucker showed out, who also has a good connection with O'Connell. Trey Tucker is a pickup, guys. Trey Tucker on the Raiders is a guy, if O'Connell's playing, is more valuable to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
Chargers, go. No, they didn't go that day, Arnold. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know if this is something that, like, a lot of people were pissed, like, when he left the door open for Aiden O'Connell to be the starting quarterback. Does that really, like, the delta between Minshew and O'Connell, like, is the delta really that big between those two? By the way, the day on this show is Delta.
Delta City, RoboCop. Yeah.
Right. Is it really that massive where people are freaking out that he's going to be the guy? Yeah, if anything,
it's not.
I think it's good to have kind of like the Andy Dalton effect. He comes in and gives the life a little bit of fresh blood. He had success with Devontae Adams last year, and Brock Bowers is obviously a safety blanket for him moving forward. So I actually would welcome an Aiden O'Connell move, but I also wouldn't hate the Minshew aspect of it as well. I do think they need to target Devontae Adams more. I will say that. In that game, I thought he should have been involved more.
He really played well in the Baltimore game, so I have no doubt that he'll bounce back. Not every game could be a happiness pie for Mr. Devontae Adams. You know that. We both know that. But I want to give credit to you and me, because when we do things right, we'll talk about it. We'll also talk about when we screw things up. But EA All Day is very happy because we persuaded him last week. Everybody was in our face. Remember? We got a lot of shit last week on the Dobbins stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not that Dobbins sucks. It's just that Malik Nabers is awesome. He's so awesome. The Giants won in Cleveland mainly thanks to Mr. Malik Nabers. And though I love Brian Thomas Jr., I do have to bow down now and say, all hail Malik Nabers, rookie wide receiver. Masterful, masterful performance. Great job, buddy.
Great job.
And somebody also asked this on Sunday's show as well. Should he trade Trey McBride? And I think it was somebody else for Nabers. And I said I wanted the Nabers side because I preferred the upside of Nabers. Nabers is a real deal, folks. And again, it's not just saying that because he's a product of LSU. And, you know, we've seen guys like Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase come out of that. They're quickly becoming wide receiver U there in the Bayou. But at the same time, too, I do also want to proceed with a little bit of caution here because I do think Malik Nabers is a guy that is going to be good, but there are going to be some times and some games where he looks terrible when he faces tougher defenses and he's going to have Daniel Jones getting sacked in the backfield quite a bit. So do I think he has the highest upside of any rookie right now? Yes, absolutely, including Marvin Harrison Jr., for sure. At the same time, too, I think they're neck and neck, honestly. But for me, Nabers is a guy, too, that like I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know who the Giants have next, but if they have a mediocre to a tougher matchup, that he's going to lay some duds there for you, too, as well. So I don't think that's completely out of the bag either. And you can say that about any wide receiver, really. But are we really confident the Giants, one, offensive line, two, Daniel Jones?
Great job.
So that's the only reason why I might be pumping the brakes and not to yuck anybody's yums on Nabers here. That's why I'm kind of pulling back a little bit here because I still don't trust Daniel Jones on the offensive line. So
I apologize.
Yep, he's apologizing already, folks. Get ready. Karush, what's up, Karush? Make sure you subscribe, like the video, guys. Everybody, we're going to answer your questions here. We're here for you. Tuesday night NFL, week three over, moving into week four. And by the way, Mike, Thursday night football is the Giants taking on the Cowboys in New York. So,
yeah, he might look good there too.
Bad news for the Cowboys. A quick turnaround there. Maybe they'd rather play in
China
or something like that than go to New York this week. We'll find out sooner than later. Karush wants to know. Karush, thank you for being here. Do you know how important you are to the show? There is no show without you. So thank you for being here. I would hug you if I could. If that makes you uncomfortable, I'm happy to give you a high five. He traded McLaurin and Chase for Devonta and DK. How bad did I mess up? He got Devonta and DK. You lost Chase.
Yeah.
McLaurin, monster. He had two touchdowns last night? McLaurin did?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, look, Devonta Smith left the Philly game. I don't believe he returned. Concussion?
Concussion. He's in the concussion protocol.
That's not great. I didn't like Devonta this year, man. I just didn't. Yeah. Every year, I feel like he's got all this talent in the world, but with A.J. Brown and Godare, and your boy, Saquon, who had a monster game against the Saints, Mike is looking more and more correct on the Saquon call this season. I was just not interested in Devonta. I didn't feel there was enough to go around. So, did you make a mistake? Maybe. DK's awesome.
Yeah, it's for me, Karush, and I'm not trying to be insulting here. I think maybe you did. Ja'Marr Chase is a first round talent. You get the elite wide receiver one, probably a top two at the position, and a wide receiver two, McLaurin, that you traded for two wide receiver twos. DK is a good player. I think he might be a low end wide receiver one, but a high end wide receiver two is probably where I'd rank him. Devonta Smith for
great
me,
job.
Same thing as Gove. I wasn't really particularly high on. Like you said, a lot of mouths to feed. I do think he'll have some good weeks here and there, but so long as A.J. Brown is out. But A.J. Brown's still the alpha in there. Plus, Godert is back, or Godare, however you want to say it.
Philly fans hate that. Godare. Yeah. They hate that.
Yeah. EOD says, Mike, I assume you're a Ravens fan. I am a Ravens fan. What is going on with Mark Andrews? Can't believe that they are just phasing him out. Flowers also had a quiet game. How are you feeling about their passing attack? I think they want to establish the run there, EL Day. I think that was a Derrick Henry game to get him going.
It was.
And I think between him and Lamar, that's what they want to do. The Ravens have always been a run-first team, and to have a power bruiser back in Henry with an elite running quarterback in Lamar they knew how to attack Dallas's offense. So I am still not freaking out about Mark Andrews. I think I do like him. And I said this after week one too. and I still really, really believe this, Mark Andrews still has a lot more value than Isaiah Likely, and I think he's the number one target in the passing attack there for Baltimore. So stay the course. I know we're in week three. People are panicking, but the tight end landscape as a whole is looking like shit. So I still like Mark Andrews. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Laporta got hurt. Looks like McBride got hurt. Actually. Yeah, like there's a lot of people going down like flies here. Travis Kelce.
Laporta's going to play. Don't worry about that.
All right.
It's a Monday night game against Seattle. Sprain? Yeah, but it's a low ankle sprain. It's not that bad. I really think he'll play. I do. That's what I've told somebody on my boy. Shout out to Jason on Twitter, and you guys could be just like him. Hit me up at MJ Govier on Twitter. And Jason asked me about Laporta. Should I drop Laporta or at least add Godert? And I said, you know, Laporta's going to play. This injury is not that serious. Remember, he had a knee injury last year. He surprised a lot of people. He was able to play. Remember that? I'm just saying, this guy's tough, and it's not that bad. That's my take on Laporta.
There you go. Yeah, I think Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers are solid buy lows right now, if you can't know.
Zay. One target for Mark Andrews. One singular target against Micah Parsons and the Dallas D. That was
a rough time.
Well, I think it was because they dedicated to the run for sure, and they knew that Dallas could be exposed mostly on the ground. So you're right. I think it was a design. It's just next week, Baltimore, your Ravens. And can we talk about banning kickers? No, we're not going to do that. Mike VA will not bow to you, Rugrat.
It's because I played him in our league. He beat me by like a solid 15. He's in my home league.
You have failed.
He beat me by a solid 15 points. But I do want to go over a couple of things with that matchup really quick, if I could.
Caveats incoming. Here we go.
Sorry. The new Yahoo app sucks, by the way.
Oh, you don't like the font? Come on, they changed the font.
The whole app is shit. I had Cooper, Barkley, and Robinson all do, and Jaden Daniels do really well for me. I had Davante Adams, Trey McBride, Rashid Shaheed, and Cammy Fairbairn. Four players in a non-PPR league give me a combined 7.5 points between four players. That's not going to get it done. So, and I still put up almost 115 points. But... Kudos to you, Rugrat. I went up against Dak, Neighbors, Jonathan Taylor, and Zach Moss, and his kicker outscored me 13-1. So, round of applause for Rugrat, who's our reigning champ, by the way.
The reigning champion, Rugrat. The real Tommy V's here. What's up, Tommy V? You subscribing? You liking the video? You're asking questions, which we love, and we'll answer it. Well, you're just commenting. Raiders gave Minshew, but I won't. Yeah, I'm not going to argue that point with you, okay?
Great job.
Minshew with the money, he'll play. It's not huge money. It's not like a six-year, $250 million contract. And Aiden O'Connell was a draft pick. Just saying. So I don't know if there's much of an advantage either way when we talk about it from that perspective for the Raiders QBs. Jacob's here. What's up, Jacob Ander? He wants to know if we should trade Amari and Evan Ingram for Brock Bowers and Michael Pittman. This is PPR. And Mike Virginia is immediately shaking his head no. You're shaking your head no.
I like Brock. I think this is more so of a fact. Like, I don't like Michael Pittman. I've made this very clear in previous shows and on Sunday.
You're right about that, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a big Michael Pittman guy. The offense looks terrible. Anthony Richardson is no, I take that back. The running game looks good. Jonathan Taylor looks great. Anthony Richardson is very much a work in progress here. Now with Josh Downs back, it's going to muddy the waters there a little bit. You got Alec Pierce as well. So I'm out on Michael Pittman. And I think Amari Cooper is the best player in this deal next to Brock Bowers. I think you can make an argument for either one of those guys. But give me the Cooper and Ingram stack there because Ingram, again, while hurt, and I never like trading four injured players.
Sure.
I think Ingram will be back. And he's if you guys watch any of that Monday Night Football game, he is sorely missed in that Jacksonville offense. But when he does come back, I like this stack a little bit better than I do the Bowers and Pittman side. But if this is a dynasty aspect of it, I prefer the Bowers side.
I'm with you on Pittman. I felt the same way. I had an auto draft on Pittman in a best ball, and I was like, oh, crap, when I came back to the computer. Whenever I showed up to my draft, I was pissed. I was very disappointed about that. But I'm all about... Evan Ingram's hammy is not a devastator. It's not the end of days. But I'm all about him getting it going with Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence needs him, too. So Brock Bowers is awesome, though. I really do like watching him play football. I will admit that. And I wouldn't want any Browns wide receiver, frankly. So that's how I feel about that. He's coming back at us with another one. My boy, Jaden Daniels. Man.
Great job.
Dude, I put a video out in the preseason. Now, half of this was good. I said, here's your ultimate super flex setup. Jaden Daniels and Anthony Richardson. I actually said draft Anthony Richardson and then back it up with Jaden Daniels. Yeah. Either way, I've got Jaden Daniels in a lot of places. And last night's game was just, boy, if you're in a dynasty league and you have Jaden Daniels, Mike, chef's kiss. I mean,
great job.
You are looking at the future now, rushing, throwing, 91% completion percentage, rushing yards with rushing touchdowns, dime bomb passes in the corner of the end zone to Terry McLaurin after taking a hit. It's just, this guy is, look, if I didn't say it officially on the record, Mike, and maybe I didn't, he's going to be the best quarterback in this class. Not just because it was last night either. He's just ready to go, man.
Yeah, I have him in my I have him in a league where we get discounts on rookies, so I can't remember what round I drafted him in. I want to say it was like the fifth or the sixth, but next year if I keep him, I get a minus two discount, so I could keep him like in the seventh or the eighth, which is a steal in my opinion if he continues to play this way. But hell to your question here, Jacob, should you start Jaden Daniels or Dak Prescott this week, who both had phenomenal matchups in games this past week? Dak really saved himself in the fourth quarter. And if it wasn't for that onside kick, we might be talking a little bit differently here. But give me the Jaden Daniels going up against Arizona this week. It's I know it's in Arizona, but that should be a high scoring affair. If he plays anything like he did, and Arizona doesn't have necessarily the toughest of defenses here, give me Jaden Daniels. I know this is tough too because Dak gets the Giants, who are also not very good. So if you have both of these guys, this is a good problem to have. Give me the Jaden Daniels side, though, because I do think you're going to get the rushing ability a little bit more from him, which is going to give you a safer floor. Division matchups are always tough. I know the Giants suck, but division matchups, they... I don't know.
Give me the Daniels side.
Yeah.
You speak the truth, my friend. That's good stuff. Jaden Daniels, as you said, is at Arizona this coming week, and he's had three rushing touchdowns already. These were actually his first two passing touchdowns, which is... surprised me, actually.
Surprising.
But, But look at week one. See, when he doesn't throw passing touchdowns, he still gives 88 yards and two rushing touchdowns. So maybe more than any other quarterback out there, his rushing floor, he's doing what I would love Anthony Richardson to be doing. You know what I mean?
And look at those attempts, too. Those are all double-digit attempts. Like he that's something you're going to get from a volume perspective. You know he's going to get double-digit attempts to run the ball. So I think you got to go Daniels there. You have the safer floor there with the rushing ability, and you hope he throws for one, too.
That's my man Mike Virginia on the mic.
EA O'Day says, which one of these wide receivers are you most comfortable starting at the moment? Is it Jaden Reed, assuming Love back? McLaurin,
Love JSN, will play this week, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. McLaurin, JSN, Waddle, or Dell? It's my dynasty league. Love the depth, but each guy has doubts. So which one of these receivers do you feel most comfortable starting right now?
Well, I know which one I feel the least. I have the bottom two ready to go for sure. Do you?
I do as well. I don't know. Actually, the first one for me is Waddle.
Yes.
Yeah, because the quarterback situation is we have no fucking idea. And we saw how bad that game was. But I'm interested to hear who your second is, because like Tank Dell, I think, is maybe who you're going with.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
You read my mind.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
You read my mind. And he's got soreness.
Yeah. Yep. Honestly, I'm going to give you my response here, and I'm probably going to lean slightly towards JSN. But McLaurin's a close second after what we saw on Monday night there. But what do you think?
Yeah, that could be up and down, though. You're right. I love JSN. Just because JSN didn't have a monster week after he had a great week, too, that's okay. Seattle won 24-3. I picked up Skylar Thompson in several Superflex leagues. I did. And I believe that Mike McDaniel, the head coach, would get the most out of him. But that did not happen in the Pacific Northwest against Seattle. And in fact, now there's a rib issue for Skylar Thompson. Something's bothering him.
Wow,
so
dude.
I don't know what's going on there. But just like
Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley is better than him. Shit! I wasted money on Skylar Thompson and Fab now. That's what I'm looking at. Did they just sign Tyler Huntley? Because no way he was on the roster. I have to double check that. Because
I think I saw something earlier today that he was on
Well, Tim Boyle came in the game, so I feel like they had to have just picked up Huntley, or he was getting used to the playbook, because why would they bring in Boyle, who's a total turd? Ugh, yeah. Garbage!
Expected to get the start this week.
Damn it. Skylar Thompson, why did I believe in you? I thought he'd been the system guy, he'd been their backup for a while. I thought that might matter. And kind of like, okay, maybe I shouldn't panic, Mike, because You know, I totally bailed on the Giants after week two because I was so disappointed in them. But then they come back and outright beat Cleveland. So I gotta, we cannot freak out here. We have to not overreact. And I'll speak for myself. I need to calm down. Calm down. Take it easy. Take a breath. And just remember that nothing is as bad as it looks always in the NFL. The next week can bring a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes.
Remember when people were, you know, nice Aladdin bit. The funny thing about it too, remember when people are freaking out about Amari Cooper and then he goes off for two touchdowns and now he's in the good graces of fans again. So like anything can happen. We're only in week one or week three.
Maybe, exactly. So. See, Mike Virginia knows what he's talking about. That's why you follow on Twitter at _MikeVA. Brian says, first time Yahoo user. And I agree, the Yahoo app is pure shite. Thank you, Brian. I love Brian was commenting on our videos last week on YouTube, which you guys could always do when we're not on the air. Yeah, thank you, buddy. Comment on our videos and we'll respond. We will.
Great job.
We love to do that stuff. Tommy's not a fan of Yahoo. Everybody hates Yahoo. Jeez Louise. Wow.
In that tree, Christian, would you do it if it were Zay Flowers instead of Pittman? No. Still give me the, I can't remember what the other side was, but still no.
Yeah, I think it was Cooper and Evan Engram for Bowers and Pittman.
It's a little bit closer now. I prefer Flowers over Pittman because I think I think the ceiling is a lot higher, and the floor actually, now that I think about it, is probably higher than Pittman's too. So
that makes
it a little bit closer. Yeah, it depends on who your tight end is now. Like if you're trading and hurt Evan Engram for Brock Bowers, that makes sense. I would probably do that deal. I think it's a fair trade for both sides.
Ooh, yeah.
Benjamin says, should I trade Kyren for Jordan Mason or Kenneth Walker and Zay Flowers and Waddle? Jameson Williams is my currently wide. I don't understand the question. Sorry.
Okay, so Kyren for Jordan Mason or Kyren for Kenneth Walker. Okay, so it's basically one of those running backs and Flowers and Waddle. Yeah. All three? Right?
No,
I don't get it.
Benjamin, a little bit more context here would be great here, buddy. Just to clarify so we can give you our best answer, please.
That's what we aim to please here.
Yep. EA All Day says, are you comfortable with Singletary as a flex in a 10-team league this week? Going up against Dallas this week. Singletary's a guy that's just got a solid floor there. Like, he's not Saquon Barkley. I think Dallas is going to probably come out a little bit pissed after last week's game. A lot of tempers shown there in Dallas when they lost to my beloved Baltimore Ravens, who almost gave it up. So it depends on who the other options are too, EA All Day. Like, is it Singletary? Yeah. And then who are you deciding between? But in a nutshell, yeah, I'm okay with it, I guess. But in a 10-team league, I got to imagine you have somebody probably a little bit more viable.
Yeah, in a 10-team, you're right. Good call. Yeah. Singletary is your best bet. But, okay, forget the 10-team thing. Overall, Singletary is a guy I would start against Dallas on Thursday. He's got back-to-back games with 16 carries. That kind of consistency is hard to come by. It really is. And he can catch the ball in the backfield, and Dallas's run defense stinks. So, I'm all for it, actually. Sounds like a good idea, my friend.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Clarification from Benny.
Kyren for Jordan Mason, Zay Flowers, and Waddle in one trade. The other is Kyren for Kenneth Walker and Zay Flowers.
You get Mason, Zay, and Waddle for Kyren? I would do that for sure.
You want all three of those guys?
Okay, let me tell 10 seconds or less. Mason. He's not going anywhere. CMC's got real problems, guys.
Yeah.
Real, real problems. This could be a season in jeopardy. I'm not bullshitting you. So I'm pro Jordan Mason. Zay Flowers I love, especially in PPR big time. And Waddle right now, you're just hoping that they can figure it out to get him the ball more. I know Waddle's value is way down right now, but maybe take advantage of that. Also because Kyren Williams could get hurt sooner than later. He's a little guy.
Who are you dropping? Because you're going to trade one guy for three, so you'd have to get rid of two players. So, Benjamin, I hate to be a pain in the ass, but that's also useful information for me, too. Ideally, though, I agree with Ovie, especially with how well Jordan Mason has looked. They're not going to rush McCaffrey back from this injury here. So, I think this is a – and it's worth noting, too, the Rams are down I believe three or four of their regular starters on that O-line, but he's still produced. So –
it was a low yards per carry, but you got a lot. You got 24 carries, I believe.
Yeah, he's got the volume. So, Kyren is the best player in this deal, but if you're getting that much for him, I think I would pull the trigger on this as well. And then he said the other is Kyren for Kenneth Walker and Zay Flowers. I don't want anything to do with Kenneth Walker. I'm sorry.
Oh wow, why?
I'd like him as a player. He's he's banged up. That oblique injury just will not go away. When he got injured and left the game in week one and came back and practiced and they were playing, he was running after a ball half speed and did something to his oblique and came up gimp again. So he's had court issues.
Where are we at in society today?
And not to mention, too, Zach Charbonnet has proven that he can produce without him. So they're going to be careful with him. And I do think when Walker comes back, to preserve Walker and to keep him fresh, Zach Charbonnet is not going away either. So give me the Kyren side for sure. I'd rather have Kyren than both those guys.
This is what you deal with when you're a great rusher.
Tom Brady, wow, he's so good at his job.
Crossed, what's up, man? I believe he was a new subscriber last week there, Gov.
So oh, yeah.
Back to join us. What's up, Crossed?
Man.
If you had to bench one, who would you bench between Chris Olave, Ramondre, who Michael Govier loves, Josh Jacobs, and Brian Robinson? You have to bench one of these guys? Damn, dude.
Look, Ramondre had a shit game against the Jets on a Thursday night. It was a quick turnaround overtime game from the Seattle game for New England. I still love Ramondre. He's the key to their offense. Drake May is coming in sooner than later. That'll be good news for him, too. That'll be a lot of dumps to Ramondre. PPR heavy. So I really kind of like Brian Robinson. I like him enough, but he's the guy I got to bench here.
Yeah, and Austin Eckler, I believe, was getting tested for a concussion, too, so he should see a plentiful amount of carries there in Washington. I think he's got the safest floor for a touchdown.
That's a good call. Yeah, I saw the video today of the McLaurin touchdown when Jaden Daniels got smashed. He threw that dime in the corner of the end zone. The guy in was Jeremy McNichols, the third-string running back, who totally just missed a blitzer on the right side coming in. So, yeah, that's a problem. You're right. That's a good call. I also like Chris Rodriguez, though. Chris Rodriguez had some value last year late in the season. He's still on the roster for Washington. Think about that.
So, wait, what was his answer? If I had to bench one there, who are you going with? You're going with Brian Robinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go there. I hate it, but I got to go that as well.
I don't like it either, but that's what I'm doing, yes.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
Brian says, non-PPR, trade my Jordan Love and Quentin Johnston, which, by the way, Gove caught another touchdown, for Tyreek Hill. Would you do this trade, Jordan Love and Quentin Johnston for Tyreek Hill? I took Gove's advice and grabbed Jaden late. Thanks, buddy. So he's got Jaden Daniel already, and he's already rostering Jordan Love and Quentin Johnston for Tyreek Hill. I am slam dunking this trade. Absolutely lock me in. Give me the Tyreek Hill. Hang on. Brian, is this a two quarterback like super flex league?
Or if it's not PPR, that's big.
Yeah, if you're only starting one quarterback, I'm hammering accept. What do you think here?
Wow.
Wow, dude.
I think you might be you're right, because right now Tyreek looks hopeless. There's nobody who can throw to Tyreek anymore. His season's over. I just can't believe Mike McDaniel's that dumb. He's a good coach. He knows schemes. He knows schematics. So he's going to figure something out here. And Tua is only on the 4-game IR. Remember that. Just saying. Mm-hmm. Something to think about. So I would do it. I agree. Give me Tyreek Hill. Move on from Jordan Love and Quentin Johnston, especially because you got Jaden Daniels.
Exactly right. Lock it in, baby.
Oh, you are locked in, my man. That's what we do here at the Palazzo Podcast.
Utah.
Two L's.
Give me two.
Two Z's. Oh, look who's here. Demonio or Demonio. I'm not... I'll go either way here. I need, going forward, just like Mike asked for very specific details about your league when you ask a question, I would like everybody to put their name within the context of syllables so we can all pronounce it perfectly. You guys going to do that for us? Thanks so much. Appreciate that.
Exactly.
That sounds terrible, actually. Nobody wants
Great
to do
job.
That, Mike. Would you guys do Nico and Olave for Achane and Garrett Wilson? I lost Pacheco, and I have Connor and Amon-Ra. So Nico and Olave for Achane and Garrett.
Here's the thing.
Garrett and Achane?
Yeah, I think that's the case. Here's the thing. Because you have lost Pacheco, which is looking more and more likely that he's done for the season, I don't think he comes back. And you're getting Devin Achane and Garrett Wilson there. I would do this trade because if you need a spot filled at a running back spot here, I think that makes sense. I hate to give away Nico, and Olave has been hot as well. Garrett Wilson, I think, will pick it up. I'm doing this trade for sure. What do you think, Eric Goff?
Yeah.
You're addressing a team need.
You are. You're absolutely right. You need a back that you can trust, and that's Achane. I do trust him, so there'll be better days. I like it. I say why not, even though I love Nico and Olave. Those are a lot of fun players there. So yeah. It's a good call. Ooh, wow, this is the Palazzo Podcast, Mike. Follow Mike on Twitter @_MikeVA. I'm Kevin MJ Govier. Rugrats saying, a Mike McCarthy team coming out fired up. Yeah, that's always funny, right?
He hates Mike McCarthy. He hates him.
We all do, don't we? We all do.
Yeah. Sebastian says, trade Brian Robinson for Zay, full PPR 10-man double flex. Ooh.
Hell
yeah.
Would
you make this trade?
Hell yeah. For full PPR, I get Zay Flowers. Yeah. I want it.
Same. I'll take that trade. I think it's a fair one for sure. If I had to do rankings, which I don't, I would probably put them close together.
But yeah.
Chad says 100% do that deal with CMC in Germany. Yeah, he's in fucking Germany. He's not even in the States. So make the
deal. This is a real problem. I listened to Adam Schefter a week ago. He's not the soothsayer. He doesn't know everything, obviously. But he was really negative a couple weeks ago on Pat McAfee's show about CMC's future. Like, it being a real problem up in here.
Yeah, agreed. EA All Day says, Singletary or any of McLaurin, JSN, or Waddle?
Why didn't he? Yeah, this goes back to his question. You should have mentioned all these guys first. I'm glad you're doing it now, EA. Good man.
I would probably start all of these guys over Singletary, to be 100%.
Oh! I don't know. I wouldn't start Waddle. I'm not ready to go there. Yeah. I love JSN. Seattle's got Detroit in a huge Monday night matchup next week in Detroit. I like that. McLaurin on the road in Arizona. I like Singletary. I can go with Singletary or JSN right now.
I would rank them McLaurin, JSN, Singletary, Waddle.
Half PPR.
Oh, that changes things. Yeah. So I would probably put Singletary down at the bottom of my list for sure. I would go McLaurin, JSN, Waddle, Singletary. That's what I'm going with.
I like Singletary more because it is half PPR. He can catch balls out of the backfield. So that's where I'm going.
All right.
Oh, hey!
Jonathan Santiago. Hey, guys. Need some running back help. Drop Ray Davis for Justice Hill, Miles Sanders, Roschon Johnson, or Emmanuel Wilson. I'm so glad you brought this up because Roschon Johnson looked pretty damn good in that game against the Colts. Saw 8 carries. He actually out-touched Khalil Herbert, which...
Shit.
That sucked. Khalil Herbert. I never have been.
I am. I am. It hurts me. I even started him in a league because I thought I was right about DeAndre Swift shit in the bed. He shit the bed again against the worst run defense in the NFL, but Herbert did no better.
Yep, that's true. I like Herbert for me is just that, and if you ever watch actual Bears football, I think he's a liability when they have him in the game on passing downs because he can't block. He can't for the life of him. So, Jonathan, I assume this is a PPR league. If this is a PPR league, I would probably
deeply too.
Yeah, if this is PPR, I probably go Justice Hill here because I do think he's going to catch some balls out of the backfield. But close second for me would Tommy V saying it as well. I would go out and get Roschon Johnson.
Yeah, go ahead and pick up Roschon Johnson. He can, especially PPR, he's useful. Emmanuel Wilson, what's his role? I don't know. I don't trust him. Nothing. Ray Davis is a nice backup to James Cook.
Yeah.
Miles. Yeah. We got Jonathan Brooks coming back for Carolina after the next game. Mm-hmm. Remember that. So Miles Sanders should take. I mean, Chuba Hubbard had a big game week 3. More he Panthers did. Talk. Crazy. No! Yeah.
Great job.
Where's the Gilbert Godfrey button?
Yeah, that's right on cue. Great call, dude. I know Britton hates this one. Shout out to Britton. What's up, buddy? How you doing, brother? I know you hate that button, but it's still funny to me. It's still real to me, damn it. So he's got Jonathan, one more quick one, Mike.
Yeah, I got to pick one to start this week between Dobbins, JSN, or Worthy. Full PPR, 1 point for first downs. Ooh, that's an interesting setting there. For me, if it's full point PPR, this is a tough one.
Worthy's no. Yeah,
I'm not worthy. It's between Dobbins and JSN for me. Give me JSN because if the targets are there, I think he can produce the most in a full point PPR league. I don't know who the Chargers get, but it doesn't look like Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't know if he's getting the worst here. Gus Edwards continues to look like crap. But JSN for me, I think in full point PPR, I think makes sense. Herbert's going to be out, and they're going to start Taylor Heinicke here. Give me JSN.
Wow, okay. J.K. Dobbins had 15 carries in that game, only 44 yards against Pittsburgh. Now the Chargers come home, quote-unquote, home, which is no advantage at all, to face the Chiefs. There'll be more Chiefs fans there, I assure you. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, too, is no Herbert, right? He's probably not going to play this week.
Yeah. Can you bring up JSN real quick, his game log?
Oh, sure. I love that guy. He's my hero. I can be your hero, baby. Look at that. After that monster game, went back to doing dick because Geno hates him.
Yeah. But he gets the Detroit Lions, which if you guys are watching us live on YouTube here in GoVA settings, which, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. You see the matchups here in terms of, like, in parentheses 32nd or second against it. That's based off of also your league settings as well. It's not just a blanketed
good call.
Stat here. So it's based off if you play non PPR, PPR, half point PPR, whatever it may be. So, but in for argument's sake, in Govia settings, Detroit gives up the second most points to wide receivers here. So he's projected to get 11.25. I said this before. Obviously, he brought it up, but give me JSN. I think this would be a shootout.
This is the Palazzo Podcast. Up next, some shitty commercials just for you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It should be a shootout. They played some crazy games. I think 2 years ago was the 48-45 game in Detroit. 48-45. Seattle's won the last two. That was a real game. And then last year's matchup, I believe Seattle won again 31-24. So over City in both games.
Mm-hmm.
And Geno's playing really well.
Yep.
And Jared Goff looked better this past week. So I think, although Mike McDonald knows a thing or two about defense, I mean, Skylar Thompson sucks, but he did shut him down, if that's an achievement, apparently. I'm not sure it is. I know Chris Rodriguez is on the practice squad, my man. And that's why I said it, because I believe Chris Rodriguez has something to offer this team still. And if they lose a back, if Eckler's got to be out or whatever, I think they want to bring Rodriguez back in because they didn't let him go outright, and he's still on the practice squad.
And if Eckler does not pass the concussion protocol, which is a five-step test there, this is Chris Rodriguez could be on his way back up. So, Britain.
Go Tigers.
I love you, dude. Give me Montero here, dude. Give me Montero.
Yeah! Dude, the Tigers. We're on the brink here. We're going to be in the playoffs. It's insane. This is going to happen, dude. Britain, it's unreal, man. Wow.
Now I miss baseball. He says, just kidding. I meant to say, should I drop Tank Dell to pick up Juwan Jennings? I'm not dropping Tank Dell, but I would try to find a way to get Juwan Jennings on my team for sure.
I mentioned this only in passing, really, on last Tuesday's show. But I said, yeah, add Juwan. I love Juwan. Bring him in. He's the guy. Debo's out. And Kittle got hurt after we did the show, too. So it was just his world. Even though Brandon Ayuk was on the field, Juwan Jennings, I didn't know he'd do what he did there. Insane day. But I would absolutely drop Tank Dell for Jennings. 100%. Lock me in.
Can't do it.
I'm doing that. And I'm doing that as long as Debo is out.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm dropping Tank Dell, though, Britton. I still believe in Tank Dell. I know there's a lot of mouths to feed in that offense, but I try to find somebody else. Fantasy Sports says, bench spot. Should I drop Jackson Smith? Man, we're talking a lot of JSN today.
Yeah.
Should I drop JSN for Lazard, Mooney, Bucky Irving, who I love this week. He's one of my top ads this week, Bucky Irving. I think he's going to continue to see more and more work, and Todd Bowles already came out and said that he's earned more work. Wilson, the dude from Green Bay, or Hubbard? Not sure from 16 target.
PPR.
Okay. Go back to not sure from 16 target a week ago. JSN only got 3 targets. Yeah. This is interesting to me because of this group, I love the fact that Hubbard went off here. I don't know if that continues. And again, especially on matchups here, I'm probably not dropping Jackson Smith and Jacob because, again, I think Tyler Lockett's going to get phased out of this offense at some point, and I do think we'll see more than 3 targets for Jackson Smith and Jacob in this game against Detroit. I think, for me, you got to hold him and find somebody else. But I do think in a 16 – is this a 16-team league? Oh, 16 target. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I would try to find a way to get Lazard, Bucky Irving, and or Hubbard on my team somehow, some way. Make a trade, do whatever. But I'm not dropping Jackson Smith and Jake. But there's got to be somebody else you could drop there, Fantasy Sports.
I would not drop JSN. I think Lazard is a real touchdown dependent guy where I don't expect him to rack up a lot of catches. Mm-hmm. Mooney can't. Mooney was a big target for Cousins, even more so in the last game. He had like 8 grabs. It was a lower yardage total, but PPR, give me 8 catches. That's awesome. I'm big on that. And Hubbard's got Jonathan Brooks coming into the mix soon. So I like Mooney, and I like Bucky Irving. I don't know how much more we'll get to see him, but I do like him rest of season. I do. I'm with you. This is me. I don't know what I'm doing there, but I'm going
upwards. You're riding the wave, baby.
Ride snake. Right. Weird.
Great job.
All right, there you go.
Hey, I don't know if you caught Sunday's show, by the way, but I did do. I hope I did you in did you in your honor here. I did do a little ASMR with my Gatorade drink there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You got some more?
No, I don't have anything.
To I was listening on silent while I was working on my football stuff. I saw your face and I could see the words, but I did not hear anything. And now that is a terrible regret that I'll have for the rest of my life.
So, guys, you know what you get on Sundays?
Wow, dude.
Not only do you get the Sunday start sit questions answered, but you also get a little ASMR from Michael Govier and his water. So,
and your Gatorade.
And my Gatorade. We'll do both for you. We'll do a double take. Hey, this is that is the bit of the bit of the show, right? Give me two, right?
Utah. Give me two.
I love it. I love doing the show. I love Mike. I love you guys. Live chat still booming here. We got a few more minutes before we go to bed. We work a lot. We give a lot.
Sorry, I'm a little bit behind you guys. We start one quarterback, but it's a 12-teamer with goofy-ass QB scoring where it's tough to win without a good one. What was his original question? Sorry.
So this goes back to what he said about non-PPR when he trades Jordan Love and Quentin for Tyreek.
It's a one quarterback league?
I guess so.
Yeah. It's hard to... Yeah, dude, get rid of Jordan Love. If you can... There's no... For me, you're starting Daniels if from here on out until we see otherwise. So Love is just wasting a roster spot here. So trade him, get who you need, address the team need. I think that's a slam dunk. Go for it.
That's right. Take it from a guy who drinks water out of what appears to be like one of those coffee things you find when you go into the teacher's lobby or whatever, but it's actually just a gallon of water.
So. It's a nuclear missile. That's what they use.
It's a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
Great job.
Love drinking water. Water is everything to me. I've always loved water, and I always will love water. And Jaden Daniels has Cliff Kingsbury as his OC now. That's a good match. Kingsbury, shitty head coach. Excellent OC.
OC.
Right?
Agreed. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if I saw this. You had a big win, Chad? You can't tease us. You got to tell us.
Just give us a scoop.
Yeah, what's the deal, buddy? Hey, George Play 01, you look like a newcomer. Welcome in. Subscribe, please. We'd love to have you here. We're here on Tuesday nights and Sunday mornings, the most important times of the week when you need us most.
Start two this week. Waymo, JMO, DJ Moore, JSN, or Zay Flowers. So start two here, Gov. Who do you got?
Ooh, non-PPR. Non-PPR. Oh, okay. So you got to think straight yards and touchdowns. That's all that matters, right?
My fellow non-PPRs, man. I love you guys. Thank you
for being here. Yeah. You're attracting them, man. You put out the vibe, and people are like, you know what? Forget all this super flex shit. Forget all this advanced shit. We still love the original fantasy football as it was. You got some traditionalists in here, and that's a good thing, Mike. It's because of you, buddy. Great job.
Oh. Great job.
No PPR, so I got to go.
Who's catching a touchdown here? That's your first question.
Okay, I love J-Mo to catch a touchdown at home. So. I do. Yeah, against Seattle. Zay Flowers is due to score again. He didn't score, and obviously last week, I don't believe, did he score?
No.
And they got, by the way, Mike, I haven't even mentioned it at all. Huge game. Buffalo Baltimore, one of the games of the year, is back again. That's going to be a doozy for sure.
Yeah. We got to play better in the fourth quarter. We're not winning, so.
Well, that's true. But I think you had some bad breaks. You should have beat KC, and the second game was a total. We're going to look back and be like, how did that happen with the Raiders? That's going to be a total aberration for sure. But the question is, Mike, do you think about using this man here, DJ Moore, who I don't like drafting DJ Moore? Are you going to fire? You going to be okay?
Yeah, hang on. Give me 2 seconds. Sorry.
Okay.
It's not a fire. It's my fire alarm's going off.
Oh, no. Well, we hope that everything's okay with Mike and his beautiful family at his lovely abode. But DJ Moore's a guy that I've just not been in on. I'm anti-DJ Moore. And finally seeing Mr. Caleb Williams doing his thing. You know, he cracked the 300-yard threshold for the first time. And DJ Moore had 10 targets, 8 catches. He's had 10 targets each of the last 2 weeks. You're all good. So I guess I do have to say DJ Moore, because even though I'm not a DJ Moore fan, he's getting the targets from Caleb Williams, and they're throwing the ball a lot. So I have to go with Mr. Moore, even though I have no shares. They got the Rams this week at home.
Give me I don't like Caleb Williams here. Give me J-Mo and Zay Flowers. That's who I'm rolling with.
I'm going J-Mo and Moore, even though I don't like Moore. And, you know, it's not about what I like, or it's about you guys winning. That's what matters most. So I got to make sure I keep the emotion out of it a bit. So,
also a defense this week, Dallas versus the Giants, Saints versus the Falcons, or, man, I can't. This is off the top of my head. This is good for me.
Very good. We already covered Detroit. Yeah. You are a steel trap.
And Detroit.
Great going job.
Up against, this is crazy because I already forgot this one. Detroit going up against Seahawks. I got it. There you go.
He still got it, folks. Yeah. We'll let the dementia talk for now.
For me, I think you still got to roll with Dallas, I think. But here's the thing. Like, the Saints are not going to – the Saints and Falcons game is going to be a division game. I think that'll be a low-scoring affair. Yeah. I think the talent is Dallas, but I just don't feel confident starting them. It's in a division game. Is it in Dallas or New York?
The Dallas game's in New York.
Give me the Saints.
I agree. I would take the Saints here. I rank it Saints, Detroit, Dallas. Actually, Detroit's defense a little better this year, too. Just think about that. But the Saints and Falcons will probably play like a tough, low-scoring game.
Yeah.
Or they won't. And Detroit will be the best defense to choose for them. Or Dallas will break out and have their best defense of the year so far. That could also happen. So who the hell knows? George, that's a tough one. But thanks for being here, brother. Thank you for making a difference with the show. Fade Dobbins hard right now, Chad? What do you mean? I thought you were like the...
He was a big Dobbins guy. He was the biggest Dobbins guy.
He's bailing because they got two offensive tackles that are hurt. Who cares, right? He's Dobbins. He's unstoppable, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe they won't do diddly poo.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively.
No Herbert, lost tackles. That's bad news for Dobbins. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I agreed. Shaheed was a complete dumpster fire in week three. Should I expect similar results in week four? Here's the thing. He's just a deep ball threat. If he's not catching a deep ball, it's hard to trust him. So, and that's what they use him for in that offense. So, is it to say you should expect similar results? He's a wild card, man. He's a great flex play in my book. But you're banking on the fact that he's going to catch another 50, 70 yard touchdown. So, if you have other viable options, I think you play a safer play there. But if you need a higher ceiling, I feel confident starting Shaheed if you need the ceiling. But if you need a safer play, then I would look elsewhere.
It says it all, man. You said it all. You nailed it. You know what you're talking about. Hell, even if he starts playing in China next year, he's still going to be the same type of player, man. I'm telling you, he'll be hit or miss. That's why I said on the show previously, best ball. He's an ideal best ball pick because of his boomer bust kind of routine. That's what, he gets like five targets a game, and hopefully he busts one of those loose for a big play. He's really talented, but he's not a volume guy. He just isn't. Even though I love Shaheed, he's not volume. So,
yeah, agreed.
I can't lie about it.
You can't. Nice job.
You can't coach that.
He also says, how long before I should try trading Mason off? Do you expect McCaffrey to be 100%? No, hold Mason, dude. Hold Mason. Do not trade him. I think McCaffrey, one, even if, let's just say for argument's sake, he does come back, they're going to be extremely careful with him because Mason has played so well. There's no reason to rush him back. Not to mention, too, guys who have minor injuries don't travel to Germany. So I think it's going to be a lost season here for McCaffrey. I think Mason is a must have. Do not trade him.
Woo!
I apologize.
You will not have to apologize, Mike. This is what we're talking about here. Lock you in all day long. You're right. CMC. It's not just a calf. It's an Achilles thing. This thing's serious. And if this is a playoff team trying to get to a Super Bowl, they need to save him for later. So I'm ready to move away. I'm done with CMC for this season, for this fantasy season. I'm going to say that full on out.
Yep. Agreed. I lock it in twice, dude. I'm with you on that.
Wow. A lot of Zay Flowers talk today, Mike.
I know. Just traded Zay Flowers for Josh Jacobs. Win or nah? Yeah, that's a win in my book. I take Josh Jacobs over Zay Flowers.
I'll go either way there. I mean, I like both. You can save his PPR or not. It's fine. It's solid. Yeah. I got no beef, right?
So. Yep.
Oh, here we go. Chad's legendary performance. I was down 82.93 going into the Monday night with just Josh Allen, James Cook, and Austin Eckler. And I won by 3.03. Damn, that's a nice hell job, of a story, dude.
I was down by 40, and I had Evan McPherson and Josh Allen, and I ended up, I think it was 40, ended up winning by literally one, less than, I won by 30 yards. That's what I won by. And it came down, to that Evan McPherson field goal extra point to win me the game. So,
oh, that's amazing.
I was happy about that. Yeah.
Dude, that is awesome. Congratulations, man.
Genius, genius, genius.
That's very cool. Hey, we got a newcomer.
Is it Emily? What's up?
Emil? Well, it could be Emily or Emil.
Okay. Either way, welcome to the show. Make sure you like and subscribe. Follow myself on Twitter and GoVA on Twitter. Then these little yellow bubbles right here. I'm at underscore Mike VA. Mr. GoVA is at MJ GoVA. Make sure you follow on at Palazzo Podcast. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Our quest to 1,000 is ongoing. But back to your question.
We cracked 850. Thanks to all of you. Keep it coming.
He says, or he or she, and forgive me, Emil or Emily, whichever one you are. Darnold or Goff for week four? Who do you got here?
This is great, man. Everyone's kissing Darnold's ass. Everyone is coming in their pants over Darnold, man. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this right now. By season's end, Darnold will not be the guy he is now. I just know it. Ooh. I just know it. Minnesota is hot right now, but it's... I'm going to go Goff.
Yeah, I got to go Goff here, too. I think that I haven't even looked, and I do want to do this live on air to see if I can put my foot in my mouth. I'm going to say the Detroit game is going to be one of the top three highest over-unders of the slate. I haven't looked. I promise you I have not looked.
We believe you, Mike. You're known for your honesty and your genuine nature. We have no doubt about it. By the way, Darnold has a bone bruise in his knee.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. Yeah. So if he's healthy here, I'm assuming he's healthy. Kevin O'Connell is an offensive genius, Gove. He is. I think he's getting the best out of Darnold. And it's always really nice when you have the top two receivers in football and Justin Jefferson to throw to. And Aaron Jones, which, by the way, all of you people, where are all my haters on Aaron Jones? Where's Uncle Ted, who just bashed the shit out of him, right?
Wow, dude.
Ooh,
Aaron Jones season, baby. It's Aaron Jones.
Where are you, Teddy? We miss you, buddy.
Nobody says woo around here except me.
Well, that's Mike. So, he's the only one saying it now.
Yeah, we didn't give you a great answer here. I'm going to go Goff here as well. So I think it's two for two there, Emil or Emily. Go with that. Podson looks new. Yeah.
Hey, Podson. Welcome.
Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. He says, my commissioner is trying to move our league to an IDP format next year. What are your thoughts on this format and your opinion?
I like it.
I like it, too. I think it's something different. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Give it a shot. Here's the thing. If you have an open league of guys, gals, and you know, are open to new things, try it out. Give it a shot. I played in a couple IDP leagues a long, long time ago, and I really enjoyed it back when Champ Bailey was playing.
Hell yeah. I remember when Ben Watson had the ball stripped from him. He was going to score a touchdown. I think Champ Bailey ripped it away. This was a playoff game. Broncos, Pats, like 05. Ran all the way back. Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey had a brother named Boss Bailey, by the way, who was a Detroit Lion linebacker. For Boss Bailey. Check it out. Google Boss Bailey and get ready to be disappointed.
There you go. So, yeah, I say give this a shot, Podson. I think you will be pleasantly surprised about how much fun it is, too, because it depends on what the scoring settings are, obviously. But line Ted. First, he's not referring China. To Uncle Ted. Yeah, he's referring to Ted. Yeah. It's an inside joke.
Oh, shit. No. Oh.
Go Chargers.
My
go.
Old friend. Oh, my God. Hey, Rich, what are you doing here, buddy? Are you still here watching? I've known Rich for like 30 years. We went to high school together. We even went to Central Michigan University together straight out of high school. And both of us failed and were gone after our freshman year. How about that? Huh? Mm-hmm. Rich, you want everyone to know that? I'm sorry.
Any chance that Wright gets more, Wright starts getting more run anytime soon? So that Miami backfield with Raheem Mostert and Devin Achane. So I don't know here, Richard, because I still think... Like, what the fuck is a chest injury, by the way? Can someone explain that to me? Like, what does he have? Is it a pectoral injury? Is it like his sternum? Like,
that's where I was going.
About?
You read my mind. Weird. That's literally what I was thinking. First pec and then sternum. Like, oh, wow. Yeah. You know things.
Yeah. So I don't know. Do I think he starts getting some run? I think they want Devin Achane to be the guy there. So I think Wright's a good hold in dynasty formats and redraft. I'm probably not high on him. So, but I might be high on him in 14 teamers or deep.
Rich knows. He's a Lions fan. Yeah. Boss Bailey, second round pick of the Lions. Jalen Wright's a guy that you could hold on to, but if you're talking about our league, Rich, which I know is a 12-team league, that might be too shallow, but the potential makes you want to hold. And there's other guys that you could possibly drop and still hold for him. But without Tua, about this offense fully loaded and rocking, I'm concerned. I'm not as excited about a lot of their pieces.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, I don't want to bring you down, Rich. I love you, buddy. It's good to see you. Thanks for being here, Rich. You should be around here more often. We do the show Tuesdays and Sunday mornings.
That's right. Come join us. UE2K, what's up, man? Glad to have you here again.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Show here. Better ad this week. Is Tyler Conklin or Cole Kmet? I'll start with you, Gope.
Look, I got Kmet in a lot of places already. I picked him up before Sunday's game in a league. I'm pro Kmet all day. I like Conklin there in the Jets offense, but I'm going Kmet first. I think Caleb Williams is starting to figure out this guy's my safety blanket, and he helped Justin Fields look better than he was.
That's right. Yeah. Give me Kmet here, too. I think the upside is better here. And a lot of mouths to feed there in New York between the two running backs, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, Alan Lazard, a lot of guys. So not saying that I dislike Conklin. I think I just like Kmet better. So we're agreeing.
Hit a lot of targets on Sunday in a wild game against Indianapolis.
Ooh. Better start, Geno or Baker touchdown maker?
So I liked the Broncos and the points, but yet I didn't have the Stones actually bet them, which is so dumb. And then they just murder Tampa. I mean, they destroyed Tampa Bay. When I checked in on the score, 23-7, I was like, what the? Okay. So it was like maybe take the Broncos and the points. No, forget that. It's just going to be a blowout in Florida.
Should take money line.
NFL. No shit. Yeah, I'm an idiot, apparently. For me here, I love Geno and the way he's playing right now, so I'm going Geno over Baker. I don't even know who Tampa's playing next. I'm just going Geno.
Yeah, I don't know either. That'd be probably useful information for me. But the defense
Philadelphia
for
Philadelphia at home. Maybe they're looking ahead. Maybe they're looking ahead to Philly. I don't know if the NFL, they look ahead like they do in college, but maybe they were.
I think this is a bounce-back game for him. Give me Baker here. Actually, you know what? I think these are both good options. Like I said, third highest over-under, top three highest over-under for the week. Give me Geno here, slam dunk. Oh, yeah. Rugrats saying Eagles are a mess and Baker at home.
They're not a mess. They just beat the Saints on the road.
Yeah, that's true. But before going into that game, there were a lot of folks that were hammering Philly's defense. So,
but I said on the Tuesday show, I think I said it on that show last week, Vic Fangio was brought in to help the defense. Now, the first two games were rough, but he showed his potential. Vic Fangio is an excellent defensive coordinator for Philly. So that made more sense to me. It does. And I think there's better days ahead. So I don't know. I'd be thinking about that a little bit, at least.
Here's something to think about, too, and something I agree with, and you would probably know better than anybody here. Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a real game changer for Geno. Aiden Hutchinson is the truth. So that also may factor into a decision here. But I think the points are going to be plentiful in that game. So still getting Geno by hair.
I know this matchup. It's just what they do. A lot of points in Seattle-Detroit. Of course, I keep hammering it, so it's possible that it'll go in reverse because the NFL is just the upside down from Stranger Things, right?
Out of Rhythm Fantasy Sports. Make sure you guys follow them as well. Bucky Irving, have you guys talked about him? We did. He's one of my top three ads of the week. Give me Bucky Irving. I don't think he'll immediately slot into like the starting role, but I think he'll get more run in that offense per Todd Bowles.
And agreed. Rest of the season.
Yeah. And Calvin Austin, deeper league guy to add.
Yes. He got lucky because he had a big 55-yard touchdown. Yeah. So you take that away, it's not as popular. But Calvin Austin's underrated. I do like him in deeper PPR leagues. And my boy Rich, my old friend from Heartland. Right. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. You gentlemen think Drake London is here to stay. Cousins good to go.
Yes.
He's looking better and better.
Yes.
I'm going to sit here and say that I was wrong, just like I was with Andy Dalton. I was not high on Drake London, but, and I was, that looked right after week one, right? But he's starting to get more and more comfortable in this offense. And Kirk even said that in the postgame or pregame show that it's still a feel thing for him. He's still trying to get in sync with everybody. So Drake London looks more and more like a steal here. And I think he's the number one guy to own in that passing or the receiver room. I do love Darnell Mooney as well. I think Govier touched on that. And Ray McLeod ain't ever going the fuck away. So, Jake. Drake London. Drake London's a guy that I like rest of season. For
wow,
sure.
Dude.
All day, baby. His cousin's healthy and we see it. It's party time. Let's go.
Yeah. Dan, real love quick. You, we're coming up on time. Hey, guys.
We got to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. I need dinner. That's why my fire alarm.
I do too. I got to do all this stuff. My life is challenging.
Yeah. I'm in a 12-team half PPR league and currently have Zach Ertz as my starting tight end with Evan Ingram out. Daniels is my QB. Would you use the number two waiver priority on Cole Kmet? I'm personally not, but I can understand why you would do that if you need a tight end. Hold that, man. That's a good spot to have, number two. You got to hope the number one guy, because here's the thing. The next guy who gets hurt and somebody picks up like a guy like Steele, you're not now number one, and that is a lottery ticket that could help you out when you're league. You could pick up a guy who has real value. I think you can play the waiver wire with guys like Cole Kmet out there, Zach Ertz. Like, they're kind of in the same bucket for me. It's going to really depend on who catches the touchdown, right? So I would hold that priority.
Makes all the sense of the world. I agree. This isn't a monster week for Fab. Like, I got to have a guy on the wire. Agreed. I don't believe. Yep. So, and I like Ingram is 50-50 to play this week for sure. They definitely need him back. So I can understand your concern. Maybe yeah. get a, I just wouldn't put an, I love Cole Kmet. I'm a big fan, sure. but you're half point PPR and you already got Ingram and you're using Ertz. If you can't overspend on Kmet, don't overspend on Kmet, even though I like him.
Yeah. Add priority, Emmanuel Wilson or Roschon Johnson.
Everyone's on Emmanuel. Why do they keep bringing this name up? Am I missing something?
He caught like a long touchdown. Like, I only think he had like one catch or something like that. It wasn't crazy. It's Roschon Johnson for me here, UE2K, but I'm not necessarily particularly high on either of these guys. So,
look, I have to believe Emmanuel Wilson's stats were like garbage time stats. 12 carries, 50 yards. He had a 35 yards receiving with a receiving touchdown. But remember, this Malik Willis offense is going away. It's back to Jordan Love. It's back to more passing. And that's bad news for Wilson, right? Am I missing something? I mean, Jacobs isn't dead.
Yeah, he had 12 carries and Jacobs had 14, but they also had Malik Willis running for six carries. Jaden Reed had two. Yeah. Brooks had three. So, yeah.
No way.
I need to see it more from Wilson. I'm not necessarily particularly high on either of these guys, to be 100% honest, but if I had to go one, give me Roschon.
Matt LaFleur cannot keep living on the edge like he is with this dumbass run offense. Jordan Love's coming back. They're going to implement the passing game much, much more. Get that shit out of here. Get it out of here. No Emmanuel Wilson. Don't do it.
Yeah. Would you also trade Isaiah Pacheco for Jonathan Brooks? Not sure if Pacheco has any trade value if he's someone to hold on to late season. He's not playing this year. There's some reports
What?
There are some reports out there saying that he is likely done for the season with his fractured leg that were floating around on Twitter.
Yeah, it's a fractured fibula. You're right. Yeah, I mean, initially they were. You're right. I apologize, Mike. I apologize. I got up in your face.
Shut the fuck up.
That's Mike to me. Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. So according to RotoBaller, right, Pacheco had successful surgery last week. Reportedly, there weren't any complications or ligament damage, meaning that he could return this season. However, head coach Andy Reid doesn't sound as confident that Pacheco will return in 2024. He has indicated that the star running back might not play again this year.
And if he does it all, they need him for the playoffs because they're going for a third straight Super Bowl. You're right. Jonathan Brooks, if you can get him right now for Pacheco, do it now. Do it now.
Do it. Real quick, drop Steele for either Roschon or Emmanuel?
No.
There we go.
Maybe Roschon, maybe, if it's PPR heavy, maybe, but that's it.
No, I'm still holding Steele.
Well, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is coming back after week four. That will matter with Steele, so that's why I say maybe with Roschon. But Emmanuel, he's a replacement if Jacobs is hurt. I don't want to hold him on my bench otherwise.
Yeah. How are we going to value the Titans' offense due to Levis? Levi's
disaster.
Jeans.
Yeah, that's it. I'd rather have a pair of Levi's jeans. I'd rather have shares in the company Levi's than ever watch Will Levis throw a pass again or be in charge of this offense. His own coach hates him. He talks shit about him. Look at the comments. Brian Callahan is constantly talking shit about how stupid and how moronic his quarterback is.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't have any shares of the Titans offense out of my five leagues. I literally don't own one Titans player between Calvin Ridley and Pollard. I wish I had Pollard. I do like Pollard. But yeah, I think he's going to have good weeks and bad weeks. I mean, he reminds me a lot. Like, I'm not comparing the talents. I'm just saying of this up and down bullshit. It's going to be a lot like with Anthony Richardson. He'll have good games and bad games. I know you can say that about literally every quarterback, but when he's bad, he's bad. And when he's good, it's like, eh. So I think guys like Calvin Ridley and Pollard still have value here, though.
He's got four touchdowns and five picks. He's thrown a touchdown every game, first three games, which does surprise me. But he's a mess. He's like Brett Favre, just slinging it out there. Except Brett Favre could win a game and take a team to a title. And you, sir, Will Levis, are no Brett Favre.
Damn right. There you go. I love that button. Start two between DK, Flowers, Singletary, and Devonta Smith. For me, it's 100% DK, and I'll take Flowers there because I don't know how
absolutely
the status is on Devonta.
Yep. Well, actually, okay, look, you got to start Flowers. He's a must-start guy every week, in my opinion. But if you wanted to get radical and go Singletary over Flowers, I won't hate you for it. But it's DK and Flowers, most likely.
Agreed. I hear you guys, Wilson is the best Green Bay running back. You heard it here first. Oh, wow.
Hot take. Yeah. Ooh, you trying to get up show. Like Chad? You trying to be Uncle Ted here? Ooh, yeah. 2K, this is new for you. Wow. I'm stunned.
Does Patterson have any value? I believe we're talking about Cordell Patterson because...
Or is it Jarrett Patterson?
I think it's Cordell because Warren and Najee Harris both got banged up in that game.
Oh, right. Yeah. He had 4 carries for 33 yards, caught 3 balls for 15 yards. Absolutely. If we got injuries, if we got Najee Harris being suspect, and we got Mr. Warren uncertain, I love Cordell Harris or Cordell Patterson. Actually, that makes all the sense in the world now because I'm this close to wanting Patterson on my team regardless. So if these injuries are for real, hell yes.
Well, they also said, too, that Najee Harris was in a sling, but he is projected to play. So,
well, that's okay. Is this a Jalen Warren's is a knee issue now? Remember, I think he had a hammy injury in the preseason. That doesn't sound good that he's having more injuries around a leg again and again. I don't like that for Warren. Add Cordell now. I'm telling you, Cordell's going to have a – he might not do it this week, but he's going to have, like, a big game in the next 3 weeks. And we'll be like, holy shit, this old man, he's, like, 33 years old for real.
Yeah, I was going to say, deeper ad for me, probably in 14 or deeper.
I don't think so.
You think he has value in 12 teams right now, even with
100%. 100%. If we got these injury issues, yeah. Oh, if one of them plays, I still want to add Cordarrelle and 12-teamers, so I'm going to lock myself in.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Search and Kill. He is watching us on our Twitch channel. For those of you guys who don't know, we have a Twitch channel.
Scary avatar.
Yeah. On Flex, should I start Deontay Johnson, George Pickens, or DeAndre?
We know Mike loves Deontay Johnson, so obviously you're going to pick him.
Honestly, I'm going to pick him. I'm not kidding. I like him. I like him the most of this group. So give me Deontay Johnson. I just like the matchup. Give me Deontay Johnson. He's going up against the Bengals who just got torched.
Can't do Hopkins. We just ripped Will Levis to death, right?
So. Yeah. Pickens caught a touchdown, I believe, last game. But the matchup is too good.
He did not catch one. That was Kelvin Austin. But he had 5 catches for 57 yards. And Pickens is a guy I love. And Fields is getting more confident. And they're letting him throw it a bit more in that offense. So, yeah, it's Deontay Johnson, Pickens, then Hopkins. Hopkins can't separate anymore. Party's over.
Agreed. Another Twitch guy, football 6464. Ayuk or Aaron Jones in the flex? It's Aaron Jones, baby. Start him.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. I'm gonna go Ayuk this time. I'll say let's get Ayuk in there, especially if this is PPR. I think he's gonna have a bounce back game. Although we do have to recognize that Brock Purdy has a little bit of an injury issue too. And the 49ers, yeah. So the 49ers are hosting New England. I mean, you talk about like the most, oh, this is great. New England's coming to town. We need to get right. Purdy's issue is not major. It's a sore back, but it is questionable tag for Purdy. So think about that. Maybe against Green Bay's defense, Aaron Jones. Green Bay's defense has looked much, much better this year. And I guess maybe I do have to go Jones with this case, although my gut told me to say Ayuk, football 6464. Also, subscribe to our YouTube while you're over on the Twitch. That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Here we go.
Great job.
All right. So a couple more here, guys, then we're going to get out of here because we have to go to bed.
Here we go.
Frozen Speed rope. We talked about it. Thoughts on Bucky Irving, lost Pacheco, and looking for replacements. Adam, he's my top three ad. He will get
100%.
Run. He'll be the 1B over the instead of the 1A there. I still think White still has that spot. here's a good one. Out of rhythm. We don't need another Chad. Chad is enough.
Chad's our guy. That's right.
Agreed.
There can only be one.
This is for you, Gove. Would you add Patterson over Roschon?
I would. I'm crazy. Call me crazy. I want Cordarrelle over Roschon.
Okay. I would take Roschon over Patterson. Spencer Henn. I don't think I've seen you here before, man. Make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. For those are real quick. Like Frozen Rope, like the football 6464, Search and Kill. Like those of you guys who are new, I haven't seen you in here before. If you have been to the show, I apologize. But if you are watching us on other channels, other platforms, head over to YouTube, like the Palazzo Podcast YouTube channel. It literally takes 2 seconds. And the best part about it is you can keep coming back and we'll answer literally every damn question that you got. We're already over about 15 minutes of where we are because we want to help you guys out. So go to the YouTube channel, help us get to 1,000. It is the best way to support the show and we'll love you forever and we'll answer every goddamn question that you got. But Spencer Henn wants to know, he got offered Rashi Rice for Olave and Dobbins in a keeper league. Thoughts? I want all the Rashi Rice, baby. I love Rashi Rice. I do. I know you're shaking your head. You don't like him?
No, you're right. I'm shaking my head because I have no Rashi Rice, and I got caught up in the suspension and him being a guy who made a mistake in the offseason with that car accident thingy, but that hasn't mattered at all. Rice is the number one target in Kansas City for the best quarterback in the NFL. So dude, if you get offered Rice, you give up Chris Olave and Dobbins, though? Woo! In a keeper league? I want Olave of... this is tough. Rice.
This is an easy slam dunk for me.
So you're giving up Olave and Dobbins?
I don't like giving up Olave. I'm okay with giving up Dobbins. Again, for a guy that has the injuries that he's had, we just the history has told us, man. Yes. I've been saying it. So for me, I look at this as Rashee Rice for Olave, and I want Rashee Rice. It's better tied to the better quarterback, better offense.
So, I don't want to give up on Olave. Rice is good. I think Rice and Olave are even. He's Steven. So. Hey, great job, Spencer.
Great job.
There you go. Thank you, brother. Welcome to the party, pal. You're part of the future of the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, Utah.
Two Z's.
Give me two.
Come back on Sunday, 10:15. We get all your questions answered for Start Sit, my dude.
Oh, are we doing 10:15 now for sure? Is that what you have to do?
We could do whatever the hell you want, man. I just said it because that's what I did last time.
We did 11:15 the first 2 weeks, or when I started the show. I was trying to time it around when injury updates roll out at 11:30, yes. But we'll figure that out. We'll be here Sunday morning for sure, no doubt about it.
Yeah, 11:15. We'll do that. But thank you for
last one. This is the last one. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you.
Is Swift droppable? I have Baker and Geno. Should I add Darnold and stream all three or drop one for Don? Wait a minute. You have three quarterbacks? Or you want three quarterbacks?
Is this a super flex?
I don't know, but he's talking about streaming between the three. If you have one quarterback league, there's no way in hell I even like rostering two, let alone three. So
thank you, Jesus.
Kurt Warner would agree.
Yeah, and if you watch me during baseball, which I know you have here, Yui, I would try to trade Swift when he has a good game. So hold him for now. When he blows up, then trade him. Don't straight drop him yet. So Spencer says, I'll be back. LOL, appreciate it. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah!
Don't forget the Discord as well. Yes, we have the Discord. Make sure you get in there, Spencer, as well. It's free, and there's a lot of other people that can answer questions, like Jamie from Adorhythm Sports. So make sure you guys check us out there.
So many experts. So many. Christian Crespo's totally underrated guy you might not even know about, and he's there every Sunday morning answering questions in the Discord all week long. He's a wizard. He is a genius with this shit, and we have so many people you can rely on. Palazzo Podcast is here for you. It always has been, always will be, until the end of
time. Genius.
In memoriam. Okay, we did it. We did it. Did you get all your must-ads out, just for the record?
Yeah, real quick. I just want to go over my top three, okay? So Bucky Irving's in there for me. And this is not in any particular order either, by the way. Okay. Alexander Mattison is another guy that I like because he's caught touchdowns in three straight games. And I do think he'll get more and more involved. And he's a speculative ad for me because Amir White is a guy that just hasn't looked good. And a smash spot against Carolina still didn't do shit. So I do think we'll start seeing a little bit more headway here with Alexander Mattison. And then the other guy that I want to add real quick and talk about, Tutu Atwell, which I talked about and I called on the show next to DeMarcus Robinson. I still prefer DeMarcus Robinson as the 1A.
Same thing I said.
In that offense. Yep, you said Tutu as well. Tutu Atwell is a guy that I like as well. Off five targets, had 93 yards. He did catch a long ball there, but he's the number two there. I think he's going to get more of the Puka role. Whittington and Tyler Johnson really didn't do much in this game. I love Tutu Atwell. I think he's a guy to add. So those are my guys.
Great call, dude. I mean, this guy knows things.
Genius, genius, genius.
Thank you, Mike Virginia. Follow Mike at _MikeVA on Twitter X, and the Discord's open. You can email the show too, Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs, at gmail.com. If you want to ask us a fantasy question during the week, or you can just comment on this video on YouTube when we're off the air. We have a lot to offer all of you wonderful people because we love this show. And we love talking fantasy. We give it back to you, the people. You people make a difference. Whether you're from, America or
China,
it doesn't matter where you are. We're here to serve you, the people, because that's what we love doing here. So I just want to mention that the thing about being so connected with you guys is it just makes the show more lively, and I feel like we're really doing something here. We're helping people.
And we give it back to you, the people.
Bane knows what he's talking about. Listen, Tutu Atwell, I love it. He's probably picked up a lot already, but there's still some shares out there. Matthew Stafford is a guy you should always trust. I love that Rams in that matchup. It just made sense that Stafford's a veteran, and he will get the job done. But they ran the ball a lot with Kyren Williams. So once again, I'm gonna advocate for Blake Corum. I'm telling you, Kyren could get banged up here sooner than later, and then Blake Corum will play a key role in that offense, especially with these receiver injuries in L.A., right?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Absolutely. I wanted to piggyback off of something you said too here. For those of you guys who are new, like Spencer, and those of you guys who have been subbing recently, right? Like, yes, we would love to get to 1,000, but at the same time too, like, I think that's what's cool about this show is that there's a sense of community because we always have the same group of people in here all the time talking to each other within the chat, within the Discord, on Twitter, whatever it may be, always engaging with us. And that's what we're trying to build here too, is obviously the community aspect of it. And that's not me like content creator Mike Virginia talking. That's what drew me to this show before I drew it. before I came and joined the show as a host with Govier is I'd like the sense of community that you get with Palazzo, which you don't necessarily get on the other platforms and the other shows, because there's so many people. I'm not saying these shows are bad, but this show is really, really tight knit for me. I love all you guys that come in here and chat. I love all of you guys come here, bust my balls when I'm wrong, whatever it may be. That's just what makes fantasy sports fun. I could do this shit all day. Govier makes it fun. You guys make it fun. This is a really, really good show. So if those of you guys like Spencer who are new here, you guys are in for a wild ride. And one more other thing I'm going to add. Subscribe to the Patreon, $3, Spencer. Govier is a college football king, too. So if you need picks, subscribe to the Patreon. It's only $3, the price of a coffee. You'll make your money back within the first week, I promise.
If you're into betting and if you're playing fantasy football, of course, yeah, even for DFS stuff, I crushed it on NFL picks, spreads, totals, player props. I got the Olave touchdown player prop. That one worked out. He was first score of the year on Sunday, and that was a crucial touchdown. Yeah, man, the Patreon's awesome. Check it out. Everything's in the description of these videos. You can find the link for the Patreon, which costs $3 minimum, but you could also subscribe for free and check out stuff, maybe not when it comes out live. And once in a while, we do post stuff on the Palazzo Patreon, where if you're a free member, you still get access to it. And then you get access to it later. So it's just worth it to join the Patreon for free, at the very least. Because who knows? They've also changed things too, Mike. They're making posts where you can buy individual posts. You don't have to be a subscriber for the membership. Yeah, this is a whole new thing now. It's a big game changer. So if you want my NFL betting sheet only, you can buy that as a post. It's interesting stuff. We got some new stuff. The AI is really revolutionizing all these websites and all these apps. So
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
How much do you cost? Like, if I wanted to buy you specifically.
Well, you know, it's funny. If you get the $15 a month level, you get direct access to me. Personal one-on-one conversations. We talk about your fantasy team. You get me. That's all it costs to get me, I guess, apparently.
You're worth more than $15, dude. That's a steal.
Hey, 15. Apparently, as a therapist, I make a lot more than that per hour. So you are right. There is a number out there that's been offered that I am worth. So I think when I think about like these player ads, and we're leaving the show, I just wanted to say that Michael Wilson of Arizona, he got a lot of targets in the last game against Detroit. I've liked him. That's a guy to add. That
also might be out too. So it's going to give you some more target shares coming his way.
Great call. That's exactly also what I was thinking. So you got to think about these injuries. And once again, my guy, and who Mike got the name right, Andre
Yoshivas.
He scored again, had 5 more catches. Clearly, I know T. Higgins isn't a thing yet, but Yoshivas is a preferred target of Mr. Burrow, who threw 3 touchdown passes. So I'm still a fan of his, even though T. Higgins lurks. I get that. And then Khalil Shakir is a guy, you know, he reminded us that he can do stuff in that offense. And your boy Keon Coleman scored a touchdown, Mike. You didn't even mention that. You should be thrilled.
No, because I just read a report that they sat him in the first quarter because he was quote-unquote late. So he's still working that shit. By the way, my concerns with Burrow are gone. I know I was freaking out over the week.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
I'm off that. He looks good. Those balls that he threw to Jamar Chase were chef's kiss. Looks good.
I agree.
Looks to be the real thing. So I was wrong, folks. Bust my balls. Go ahead, live chat.
Also, Chase Brown broke out a little bit. So if some people gave up on him, take a look at Chase Brown. And there's a lot of other guys. I'm totally about the Juwan Jennings thing. That's going to be big money. That's going to cost you a lot. I understand
he's
that.
He's my number one
and
ad, then, Juwan Jennings.
He's your number one ad. In Superflex leagues, definitely add Aiden O'Connell. I'm pro Aiden O'Connell. I think he will provide value, and he is available, most likely in your Superflex league, even though people do try to add guys like Sam Howell and shit to kind of jump ahead, because 2 quarterback spots makes life a lot harder. And the way quarterback play has been this year so far, it's been a disaster for the most part. So, oh yeah, we love the show. Mike, I love doing the show with you. Thank you, everybody in the live chat. MJ Govier _ Mike VA on the Twitter X machines. And that'll do it for tonight. We'll be back when?
Sunday morning, baby. Come in to the Sunday show. Get your questions answered. Start sits. Again, those other shows, your question's going to get lost in the shuffle. I promise you. Lock me in, Govier. Anybody who comes in with questions, you'll get it answered. I promise.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks, everybody. Huck a chug of football tag.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.